Okay, today is June 1st, 2005, and I'm Sergeant Powers of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. You are? How old are you?
10.
Okay, do you know where you live?
Camarillo.
Do you know the address?
93012.
93012?
Oh.
Okay, what's the name of the street?
Rocky High Road.
Okay. Can you just start with me from... Start about an hour before this this happened.
Okay, my mom got up and
about what time?
She gets up nearly like 6. Maybe.
Okay.
And my sister went to apologetics, and my dad was taking her. And we have classes that are due. Like my sister has algebra, and I have Spanish. And so I got up around 7.
Okay.
And so I was just sitting there watching TV. And my mom was on the phone, and the guy just came barging right in. The dogs were barking really a lot. The guy just came barging in. And
do you know how he came barging in through a door or a window?
Yeah, just, no, through our mudroom door. Just walked right in with our dog sitting there.
Through your bedroom door?
No, through our front door.
Oh, okay.
And
do you know whether the front door was locked or not?
No, the front door was not locked.
Okay, so he just opened...
He just opened it up and
okay.
Barged right in. And,
had you ever seen this guy before?
No.
Okay.
My mom was on the phone, and, she's like, okay, this guy just barged in our house, and then...
Where were
the
you?
Guy,
now, where in the house were you sitting?
I'm in the, our family room watching TV.
Are you on a chair or a couch?
Yeah,
or something?
I was on a couch, and...
Where was your mom sitting?
My mom was in the kitchen.
And she's sitting? She
was
standing?
She was just standing, cleaning out the kitchen. The guy just barged right in. And,
okay.
And then he pointed the gun at her, and my mom was screaming, saying this guy has a gun on the phone, and he just whacked her right on the head. And
did he say anything at all?
No, and he just dropped the, my mom dropped the phone in, because my dad was on the other line, and they could hear all the dogs barking and him.
Did you see the guy whack
yes.
your mom? Okay.
I wasn't sure
was your
if
mom,
she shot or whacked.
Okay, was your mom facing the guy or facing
yeah,
away from
facing
him?
Facing the guy.
Okay, so kind of like you and I are right
yeah.
now?
And then she was screaming, and I ran upstairs, and my sister was
okay,
asleep.
Okay, just a second here. Now, you say that he whacked. Where did he whack your mom?
I did not see that.
Okay.
She, like, went to the ground. She was, like, crouching, and then so she was just behind
did
the
did you
table.
Hear any noises or anything like that?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
A big thud.
Okay. Did you hear any noises like firecrackers or anything
mm-hmm.
like that? Okay.
No.
Did you hear any gunshots?
I couldn't remember that. I
okay.
was trying to make it out, and but I was just running upstairs, and my sister was asleep, and I went in, and I woke her up, and I said, there's a guy in our house who has a gun. So we went in her bathroom, we locked the door, and there's two doors.
Okay.
And so he goes in and he hears us, and so he knocks down the door and he whacks my sister on the head, and then the whole entire door is broken, and then he sees me out of the corner of his eye because he almost walked out, and then he just whacked me in the head on the same spot.
Okay.
I think twice, and then everything went black from there, and then I woke up and I got my sister, and I was shaking her, and she was unconscious. And she went, and we were hiding in the bathtub trying to act dead because we thought he was coming back in. That was our pool guy. And the pool guy was there. He was cleaning our pool, and it was his last day. And the guy came, and he's like, give me your keys. So the guy gave him his keys, and he whacked him on the head. And he took off with his car. And so he went up, and he's an EMT.
Uh-huh.
And he went, and he took... my mom's blood pressure and stuff, and then he went upstairs and saw how we were doing and stuff, and we thought it was the guy coming back to make sure, but it wasn't, and so then my dad came, and me and my sister were trying to call the police, but somebody was on the other line. I think it's because my mom was on the phone, and
okay.
she dropped the phone when... and it was still on, and then, so finally we called our neighbors, and they came rushing down here, and, And so then my dad heard about it because my dad was the one on the phone, and so he got my sister, and they were going to our house, and they saw the guy coming out from our house, and he went in. He fired 6 shots at my dad, and my sister got out of the car and ran to our house. And from then on, everybody was there, like the police and stuff, and they were taking our blood pressure and stuff. And so we got in the ambulance car, and that's
Okay.
about it.
All right. You said a ton there. If I can go back through it, is it all right if I go back through it with you? Okay. So you yourself wake up around 7 o'clock this morning, and you were sleeping in your own bed last night, and then you come down the stairs and start watching television. Do you remember which television program you were watching this morning?
No.
Okay. And if you don't remember something, that's fine. You've been through a lot, so just tell me what you remember. And what I'm looking for what you saw with your own eyes. Excuse me a sec.